and reached for his bride. With the exception of herself and the Billings, everyone here thought the couple had married for love and forever. The kiss in the church had been brief, sweet but brief. What would it be now? Paul removed the glass from Shannon's hand and offered a playful smile before he lowered his lips to hers. Meg started to count. 1-1,000, 2-1,000, 3-1,000. Shannon's palm gripped his lapel. 4-1,000. Interesting, Eliza whispered when they broke off at 6-1,000. Shannon carried a rose-colored blush, and Paul stood back regarding her with a whole lot of heat in his eyes. Meg leaned toward Carter. You might want to remind your friend of the rules. Carter shook his head and lifted both hands in the air. Not my job. The rules were simple. Alliance arranged marriages, not sex. If the temporary contract resulted in true feelings or even temporary feelings, Alliance didn't deal with child custody. Period. As Samantha, or Sam as her friends called her, the owner of Alliance had put it, if the couple decided to live married life past the time the contracts were set up, they should enjoy their happily ever after and name the first child after her. Or, in this case, Meg, since she'd been the one who had arranged the marriage. Carter pulled Eliza onto the dance floor and Meg made her way over to the bride. She knew that as the night wore on, their time in the same room would be limited. That looked very cozy, Meg whispered, once she pulled Shannon away from listening ears. Shannon fanned herself. The smile she'd worn all day didn't fall. He was a player before becoming a politician. Meg tapped her shoulder. You should remember that. You don't have to tell me. Certain things are expected here. Our honeymoon will be easier. Where are you going? There's a private resort in the Keys, very posh. Plenty of celebs and people who want their private life private choose the destination as a getaway. Security is top-notch, and all the clients are pre-screened.
Pre-screened for what?
And who would pay to go on a vacation where you had someone checking your background? Reporters, those who might leak information to the public on who is there and who they might be with, that kind of thing. We have a freestanding two-bedroom bungalow on the beach, very private. There won't be any press there to catch, or not catch, anything.
Interesting.
Why is it I don't know about this place?
It sounded exactly like the kind of resort to find private clients, or to ensure her current clients could vacation without the watchful eyes of the press.
Not sure. Seems like a given in your line of work, Shannon said.
It was a given, wasn't it? Alliance needed places like this all around the globe.
Paul found the ladies. His tie hung over his collar. His easy smile and charm that turned many women's heads fell on Shannon.
I thought you'd left me already.
Shannon rolled her eyes and didn't flinch when he placed a hand on her back. Paul glanced at Meg and winked. He laughed when she narrowed her eyes and frowned.
They need us for cake cutting, he told his temporary bride.
Before they could leave Meg's side, she shook her finger at Paul.
Behave, he winked a second time.
Meg knew that behave wasn't a word in Paul Wentworth's vocabulary. Sapore di Amore Villa and Suites was a hell of a lot more than a hotel. It was an island, a private island sandwiched between two of the larger keys. Getting there required a private plane or a charter off the mainland. Helicopters were a favorite form of transportation for those wanting to bask in the Caribbean sun without the flash of the paparazzi cameras. From the pictures Shannon had sent her after she and Paul returned from the resort, Meg made it a daily task to arrange her trip to Sapore di Amore. She secured the finances to visit the island through Sam, and then procured Sam and Blake's private jet to fly her there. Now all she needed was a date. A date was the kicker. Until she remembered that Michael Wolfe, Hollywood hotshot movie star, was the big brother of her best friend, Judy. Every uterus in the free world sought after Michael. Problem was, he didn't play for that team, a fact that Meg had realized after joining Alliance. The shock had come to Meg shortly after her BFF, Judy, married the love of her life, Rick Evans. Meg and Judy had gone to college together and then moved to Southern California. Both were headed in different employment directions. Judy was destined to rise in the ranks of professional